Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on G2 Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on G2 Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
girl Miss Mo Betta. We got Storm and Ray Queen in the building. What's going on? What's going on? I don't know why, but like I am a little more excited tonight than any, you know. Maybe because we haven't been on in a few weeks. But listen,
yeah,
popping, ladies, what's popping? What is popping? What's going on?
Yeah,
listen,
I'm all right.
I'm going to tell y'all, folks, this is to our listeners right now. Y'all going to hear me use old school words like popping and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I am old school to the bone. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? So I just want to keep y'all informed. Keep y'all up to speed with the Diva Squad. You know, we not those young bucks. You know, what's going on, ladies?
I'm doing all right. You know, doubles after doubles after doubles. You know, happy to be here among the land of the living. So I'm good. I'm good. Blessed.
Absolutely. It is because you know with life being. Such it appears to be such lemonade, but my lemonade is sweet. I don't know about anybody else's, you know, going on, you know, condolences to my people, you know what I'm saying, losing my god sister, Paula, and I know a lot of people that's listening know who she is, Paulita. She was one of a kind. Believe that. I had to get that out there. She was definitely one of a kind, you know, from her playing cards to sucking her thumb and talking junk at a basketball game or something. So, you know, rest in peace.
That's what's up.
She had about 1,000 last names. Paula, Annette, Parks, Brown, Williams, and back to Parks, you know. May she rest in peace. So,
yeah. Yes, we send our condolences to you and the family. Miss Mobetta, we definitely send our condolences to you.
Amen.
Yes,
and we also, you know, send out condolences to, just real quick while we're sending, you know, condolences, you know, we send out condolences to, you know, the people that lost their life, you know, and that at the concert, we definitely send out condolences to everyone involved in that too, because that was definitely, crazy. But go ahead, Ms. Mobetta.
Yes, and for those who don't know which concert that Storm is talking about right now, it was the Travis Scott show over at the Astrodome over in Houston, Texas, where eight people have passed away from different variances over at the Astrodome. So, again, yes, condolences go out to their families. That's crazy to even, you know what I'm saying, to hear even something like that remotely. That, you know, you going to a concert, who expects to lose their lives like that? You know what I'm saying? And you have a little, a young boy who's about 9 or 10 years old that is actually fighting for his life right now. He was on his dad's shoulder, and when the crowd rushed, it knocked him off, and then he got trampled. So right now, he's in intensive care, yes. He's in intensive care. So, you know, prayers for his family as well. That's a little crazy. That whole situation makes zero sense, you know, because now you have all kind of lawsuits and stuff going on, you know, people filing lawsuits or whatever. I personally I couldn't blame it on Travis Scott solely. I wouldn't blame it on him solely. I mean, he could have stopped the show. Like Cat Williams did, somebody passed out at his show. He stopped the show. He said, there's no way I can be up here telling jokes when somebody in the audience is passed out. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to handle that situation and then move on. But if you look at the Astrodome and how many people was out there, it was astronomical. It was a lot. I mean, a lot of people going on. But Texas is one of those states that no mask, no mandates, no nothing. So it's no holds barred over there. It's all about that money. What do I speak about all the time about the common denominator, which is money.
Money.
They
money,
don't
money,
care
money.
If they were overbooked and understaffed. They getting that money. So to the promoters and the production companies, they should pay. I'm sorry.
My question is that I have, you know, because, you know, we were talking about it and, my question is, even though it was outside, Now, because it's outside, there's no max capacity when you go to concerts. Like, there's no max amount of people you could have because it's outside. Because to me, we're still in a pandemic, for those of you who forgot. You know, we're still in a pandemic. And that amount of people was completely ridiculous. You know, outside, inside, wherever. To me, that was a lot of people. You know, and when I did read about the young man who's, you know, he was on his father's shoulders, my thing was, is I think of, you know, and please understand that here on the Diva Cell, we're not blaming anybody. We're just giving our opinions on different things. This is all storm speaking. You know,
yes,
there comes a point
disclaimer.
In time, you know, I'm saying it because, you know, I don't want anyone to think that we're blaming anybody for anything that happens. We're giving our opinion on the facts that was given online. So, my question, as a parent, would you exit when you see so many people? You know, like when you see yourself or your judgment that it's so many people, like even with his body on his shoulders, you still couldn't see. You know what I'm saying? Because it was so out of control from different clips that I've seen. It was out of control from the beginning. So as parents, maybe a lesson for us, it may be to remove yourself, regardless of how much money you spent, you might want to remove yourself and go to a different area. So this way you and your family is not in harm's way. Because
it's out of harm's way.
The father passed out. When he came through, he was trying to look for the son. The son was already at the hospital. You see what I'm saying? So it's like when you read different things, I say to myself, like, oh, my God, being a parent, you know, would we use different safety precautions because our children are so young and we're with them at the concert? Maybe remove ourselves from the heat
of
the moment,
you know,
I'm just throwing it out there just to see, you know, like how people, you know, feel about it. Like, do you feel that maybe removing yourself from that situation may be a good resort also? We do have a caller. Let me see. We're just going to bring the caller on real quick.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
We could do that.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Caller.
Yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, I heard me.
Hi,
Hi
ladies.
Ms. Mobetta had a good day.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Janine. Good. How are you doing?
Hey, Janine. Welcome.
Hello,
welcome,
ladies. How are you?
Hello. Yes, we try to get it on the pop air.
Yeah,
we're not wasting no time.
Get
we're not wasting no time. We jump right into the topic.
That's such a great topic. Such a great topic. You know, everybody is talking about that, and it's so controversial. Everything that's going on, and who, I think Storm was saying, you know, you're not trying to blame anybody. I think so many people played a part in what took place, but it was supposed to be 50,000 people, but it was 200,000 people that were there.
Whoa.
And it was supposed to be 50,000, but there were 200,000. And unfortunately, his concerts, the young people are so, I don't want to say aggressive, but they're so amped that, you know, they break down the gates. They just run in. When the ticket booths open, they tear down the gates.
Yeah, trying to get the best spot in the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. They literally, there's a documentary on Netflix that he has. It's a very good documentary, but you might want
to
look at that. But it shows a lot of his concerts and the behavior that goes on in his concerts. So they're amped from the beginning, before it even starts, leading up to it. These young people are amped to go to one of his concerts, and they literally rip down the gates. The security has gates up. So it's like you can't even blame security, you know, because no matter where you turn, someone's going to be sued. If he would have stopped the concert, he would have been sued. Do you understand? He would have been sued.
Exactly. Yep. And you know what? No disrespect
to him. Every person, every promoter, every person that had the venue, they would have sued him for not completing his contract.
Absolutely.
So he was in a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm. And no disrespect, I wouldn't even know, you know who he was. I don't even.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh yeah.
I might have heard some of his music, but just couldn't pick him out. Like, oh, that's Travis Scott. You
know, you know.
No,
so
he's
like, I
think the documentary that is "Mama, I Made It" or something with his mother. But it was a very good documentary that he has, and I believe it's on Netflix if it's still on. But I watched it a couple of months ago, you know, because I wanted to know who this young man was that was influencing so many young people. Young people feel like this man has changed their lives by his lyrics, by his ability to allow them to be themselves. That's why there are so many people that want to go to his concerts.
I got to check that out because, like I said, you could turn the radio on right now, and if he's playing, if they don't say his name, I wouldn't know who he was. You know,
That's me
being the old school person that I am, but, you know.
I was thinking the same thing. I could not tell you any of his songs if any of them were to play. I wouldn't know who it was singing. I don't know any of his songs.
And I know he got a baby by one of the Kardashian girls.
That's another on the way. He's got another baby on the way with
right.
Her. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's unfortunate the chain of events that happened, you know, because he wasn't the only one there. He had Drake there. He had a lot of big names. So it wasn't just him that was there. So, of course, a lot of people are going to come out because they want to see it. They had a whole line of top name artists there. So it's just that when it was his set, you know what I'm saying? So now you have all the conspiracy theorists going on like, oh, this is a ritual. He had eight rings, eight strings of fire, and eight people died. Like, this is what conspiracy theorists do. They sit and try to pick apart everything that happens. So, I'm not into that personally, you know, with the Illuminati and selling your soul and all of that stuff. I know my soul is not for sale, so I couldn't even relate to any. So,
real quick, sorry, Miss Mobetta, just want to get the phone number out again. The texting, the number is 563-999-3577. You do have to press 1 to go on the air to give your feedback on one of the topics tonight. We do have another caller. Just going to bring that caller on real fast. Caller, you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can
welcome
hear you
caller.
Now.
Yes, we can.
So, you already know who this is. Cedric Fever 5, local Miss Gordon's son, all that.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Diva Squad. Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome.
All right, now you know who I am. You know what I'm saying? People get out of everything of all the topics. First of all, somebody passed out in the beginning, and he did stop a show. You can't stop a show for everybody. But the main thing that people keep getting out of with people forming the states is the drugs. These young kids' drugs, you can't do nothing about it. You got weed. We had regular weed, chocolate, and hydro. They got cookies and cream, strawberry, salmonella, ER. Who wants to want the mercy room? All right, it's completely weak.
You got
all chemicals. Then they got Molly, then they got E. So when they bum rush that thing, half of them is so high on anything, they don't really know what's going on. And they blame everything on him, but people keep forgetting on he did stop the show because somebody passed out. You only can see the front part of the show. And if you look into it, he stopped the show. He's like, yo, take care of him. He told the security, get him. They passed out. You know what I'm saying? That's not the problem. The problem is all these chemicals and all these young kids are taking that. They don't even know what they're doing when they bum rush and trample everything. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have all that. We're 70 babies. We didn't have all this different type of chemicals. So he's getting blamed for a lot of stuff that you can't control. A lot of stuff now is with fentanyl. You got the E-pills mixed with fentanyl. You got the Marty mixed with fentanyl. You got the weed is mixed with, we don't even know to this day, you know what I'm saying? So he's getting blamed for a lot of stuff, which really ain't his fault. You can't control what people is taking. And all the young people is on every type of thing that you can name because I say everything because all their stuff is mixed with something. We never knew about no weed. I'm an old school G.
Right.
I never knew about no weed that can make you go to sleep, stay up, and do all that. No, we had regular weed that was from the ground, You know what I'm saying? The Jamaican go, yeah, boy, or I want this. Yeah. We don't know about none of this.
Hungry, happy, sleepy.
You know
I'm mad at your accent, though. I'm mad at the accent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you got weed called cookies and cream? That's ice creams. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got cookies, you know, ER. So they go, oh, you just, oh, it's weed, ER? You want to go smoke something to get to the emergency room? So really, like, how do you, and what's the other stuff they got that's making people just really go crazy? Oh, the synthetic weed.
That K2.
Yeah.
That's synthetic weed.
Mm-hmm. Half the people is on that, too. And they mix it with a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
He's getting blamed for everything that he can't stop, but people keep forgetting that, and they skip over everything. In the beginning of his show, somebody passed out. He did stop the show and said, security, get him. And it's a known fact. You know what I'm saying? But me, knowing he's black. Because the white people, everybody passed out in this show. They get trampled. It's not a big thing. Everybody passed out in the white show. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
They passed the drunk out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's just crazy how he gets shot down on that. And it's not even his fault. He comes in to perform. When you perform and you can't. Like you said, 200,000 people here. I can't look out for everybody. And when people bum rush the stage, it's because just drugs that everybody's on. And these young kids are on some stuff like it's crazy. You see them. If you Google right now, doing the stuff, they're running their heads into a bus. One person was sitting there making love to a fire hydrant. You can Google it. You'd be like,
all the talents they got, people acting a fool, doing stuff that they know damn well they shouldn't be doing, you know.
That's a fact.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know what,
one of the officers from there said that somebody stuck him in the neck with something, and then he ended up passing out. You know what I'm saying? So,
and they had to give him Narcan. They had to administer Narcan to that officer.
Absolutely did. Because, you know, like you said, all of those illegal substances going on. It's not just weed anymore with you kids. Like Five Cedric Fever, local Ms. Gordon's son, was just saying that, you know, they have so many different substances going on you don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And for them to rush the stage, you got all these people trying to rush the stage. You know damn well you're not getting your ass on the stage. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like, that was just stupid. So now they're trying to blame, like, okay, did they oversell tickets? But, again, it's at an Astrodome. It's out in the open. They're not controlling how many people are there. You know what I mean? So then you have one of the EMTs that was on duty. He said it took him almost 10 minutes to get inside of a crowd to get to one of the people. So you have all of these people, but they don't have any, they're not controlling how many tickets they sell. They don't care. That this is the bottom line. They really don't care. They worried about getting that money.
Yeah, and like, if you've seen people on K2 and Dust, they don't even know where they at.
Oh, they don't know
imagine,
who they are.
Acting a fool.
So imagine them, you got all them in there and they bum rush. What can you do?
Perfect.
All right,
devil's advocate
for the callers and listeners. Devil's advocate. Now, the kids know more about who Travis Scott is more than the older adults, I feel, you know, because you have to really be into the music and following the story and follow the history. Like, these kids know songs word for word. My question for you is, knowing your child wants to go to a concert, that you know how the concerts get, you know, would you take your child, your underage child there?
But you're talking about something
nope.
that you
yes
really
or no.
don't know how it's
going to
end.
No, no.
Not an underage child.
It's a yes or no answer, because the question that I'm asking is, in general, and not just this situation, in general, if you know, if you do your homework about the artist that is performing and you follow the artist just to be more familiar with what your kids are listening to and what's going on in the world with society, would you bring your underage child there? That's yes or no.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes because you want to allow your child some enjoyment to some things, and you don't expect that your child's going to be killed. That's not your expectation.
Right.
Your expectation is that your child's going to enjoy themselves at a concert, and it's going to be memorable, and they're going to have a memory that's going to last them for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Your expectation is not that they're going to die.
Right.
Okay.
You're,
what about everybody else?
You want it. You know, you did your research. You've seen no one died at any of these concerts before.
Okay. So that's one.
Yeah,
that's one person that said yes.
Okay.
One person that said yes and gave the reason of why. Hold on, Cedric. That's one person that said yes and they explained the reason of why they said yes. So out of everyone else that's on the line, who's next? Cedric, you want to go and give your answer and your reason behind
it? I gotta disagree with what you said. No disrespect of it because. Travis Scott, all of them, I follow all of them because I'm constantly around the kids. You know what I'm saying? And, like, one of my main things, I'd be like, he's not that type of person. You got to know that type of person before you ask for that. And then at a concert, nobody knows what goes on at a concert. You know what I mean? So you really can't say, should you bring your kid? Yes, you should bring your kid because you never know
anybody
else.
So your answer is
that's
yes.
Just like
that's
yes, I'm going to answer that. Yes.
Okay,
so that means you agree
because she said yes. Okay, so that means you agree, right? And it wasn't no disrespect whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? It's a general question for everyone to answer. The reason I say it's a yes or no answer is because it's either yes, you would bring your kid, or no, you would not. You know, that's your own personal opinion about it. There's no right or wrong, you know, to it. It's what you would do for your kid. That's the question. So who's next?
You, right?
Miss Mobetta, you want to go?
That's a no for me. I would not. Knowing how crowded it would be, I wouldn't allow nor bring my underage child to attend that concert. Now, I'm thinking about my daughter. If it were my son, I would probably allow him to go for my daughter.
You old sexist.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But underage, okay, underage, clarification purposes then, because underage,
okay,
your
so
son
underage meaning
is your
age.
Underage meaning they need you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need you to go there. Underage meaning, let's just say 16 or younger.
16
or
younger,
Let me clarify it for you.
16
or younger.
Come
would
on,
you
that's
bring...
different. That's different.
Yes.
That's totally
that's
different.
Well, I said underage. What's above age to you? You know what I'm saying?
To me,
the question was, would you
18.
Bring your underage child?
Well,
no.
To me, I consider
underage
people.
Absolutely not.
Listen,
not.
No, that's
no.
No. 16,
it's,
no.
It's like this.
No.
It's knowing,
I think you're on speaker or something. Come back. Yeah. You sound far away.
Can
you hear me now? I don't
know why I'm echoing.
Sound. Yeah. No. Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Now we can hear you. Yes. That's
okay.
Excellent, yeah.
It's like this. You know, now if we're speaking of these concerts and stuff now, we're dealing in a whole different era as far as opposed to when we were younger going to concerts and stuff, because when I was young, we went to concerts without our parents. But we're in a whole different age now to where there is substance abuse. There is a greed. There is a lot of things that would say absolutely not, you can't go to that concert. Because even if we want to make our children, you know, have a memorable moment and be happy, but I'm sorry, we're gonna have to sit this one out, you know, because, and especially knowing,
You have to do research now. You know what I mean? Because, I don't know who this guy is, you know. But Janine was saying that he has a good documentary and stuff. So now parents may have to go and research this person to see what their concerts are like and stuff like that. You can't – and the father whose son got knocked off his shoulder, he thinking that, all right, I'm going to go with my son. I'm going to protect him. And that failed.
Mm-hmm.
That failed. So it's like now concerts, it's not the answer now. It's not the move right now because it's too dangerous. You can't even go to a concert, and especially a place like Houston because, again, it's no holds barred. They block the government out. So you know anything else, it doesn't even matter. You know, so I would have to say a hard no. A hard no. So,
all right, it's your girl Storm. I would say the question was worded the way it was worded because it was the message that I received. That's why I was like, it's a yes or no. You know what I'm saying? Me and I worded it the correct way because that's how it was sent, underage. So therefore,
right.
If anyone wanted, like, say, clarification on what underage is, then I could have asked that question. You know what I'm saying? But to me personally, underage, I'm not bringing my underage to a concert right now during a pandemic with the numbers being so high, with so many things going on. Me personally, your girl Storm, I'm not doing it. I want to get feedback on how do you guys feel about that? You know, it's unfortunate that what's going on with the father and, you know, and the son. And yes, as parents, our job is to protect our children. And unfortunately, things like this sometimes is out of our control. So I say that to say we have to make those decisions for our kids if they're underage. Now, if your kid is able to make the decision by themselves and they got their own money and they're buying their own ticket and they're getting it by themselves, that's different. But if you're the person that has to be involved in this, yes, I would like to know the information about my kid. I want to know who you're going to go visit. I want to know information about them. I want to know all that stuff first, especially with what's going on now. The drugs, I believe,
right.
Cedric was saying it earlier, the drugs and stuff that's out there now is not –
Yeah.
We didn't have that back then. You know what I'm saying? These kids
mm-hmm.
nowadays, and somebody else was saying it on the line, they injected something in the person's neck. Like, who does
yes.
that? Like,
an
what
officer.
Gives you the right to do – you know what I'm saying? It's like all those things I feel nowadays, people are like, oh, we outside. I get it. Everybody's been locked and, you know, they couldn't go places. They've been locked in all this time and it's all these concerts. I get it. But to me personally, I'm just not going to allow my underage kid to go to a concert.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Now it's
to
not
that
the
capacity.
Time for that.
That right now
yeah.
is not
now
the
it's
right
not the
time, you know,
mm-mm.
I think.
I mean, if it
know.
Was different, if it was a different artist, I'm going to say, and again, I'm not taking from Travis Scott and whatever his music has going on, but the energy is totally different when you go to certain concerts. Now, they have Mary J. concerts going on. I doubt if that same instance would happen at a Mary J. concert. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
know.
Using this as an example. This is just
yeah,
an example.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my own opinion. I'm not taking anything from anybody. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is at different concerts, there's different energy. There's totally different energies and things that happen at certain concerts. I've been to all kinds of concerts, rap, rock, reggae. I've been to all different kinds of concerts. Energies are different. So these kids, again, on a high, and not just a high from any substance, just a high from being in the presence of that particular concert, you know, their adrenaline is going, their mind is gone. So this things like that happen. And when parents are considering these things, they have to put all of that stuff into perspective. Okay, what's the worst case scenario in going to this concert? You might not have to do that before, but you have to do stuff like that now because of the different day and age that we live in. We're in a whole different warp zone right now.
Yeah,
where there's drugs
now.
That play a part. You know, and you have people that believe in the conspiracy theories and all kinds of things. All of that stuff plays a part. I never even heard about the word conspiracy theory until I got
now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of things that happened now that didn't happen back then. You know, I'm today, you know, today. I'm today, you know. Today you're old. Well, I heard about a conspiracy theory, damn it.
So we do have another topic. About what, 8:30? We do have another topic. Miss Mobetta, if you want to give the other topic out, maybe we'll talk about that for a little bit. And
yes, indeed, we definitely were. We wasn't really planning on speaking about the Travis Scott thing going on.
Nope.
Excuse me, I'm not going to say
sure,
the Astrodome concert. We wasn't planning on speaking about that too long, but you know how it do over here at the Deep Squad. Again, the number is
563-999-3577
is the number. Press the 1 if you want to go on live. But our next topic is actually about family status. Family status. And this is, and I didn't say relationship because status and relationship can be mean two different things. So, however, when it comes to family status and you have your newfound family, which is that you're married into, and your natural family, like your parents or anything, when should the two be separated? And I said that because we've had a few instances where people send us information and stuff about, you know, my wife and my mother are not getting along, and you know, I'm upset with the situation that's happening with my, you know, and where should the line be drawn? And, you know, it status, who should be up top? Now, I know this can go into a spiritual realm. So where it says the man finds a wife, he finds a wife and leaves home and cleaves to his wife, and they start their own family. That's biblical. You know, so, that can go a whole different way because you have a lot of people that don't even believe in the Bible. So, you know, when it comes to that, how should the status of the family be without losing respect of anybody or anybody in their respective places?
I'm going to tell you, when we were talking about it the other day, and we were like, oh, my God, this is good. You know, this is a good topic. It was one of those things where it was like, wow. It's like the topic, when we read it, it was like it could go no matter which way it's going to end up going biblical, I feel. You know? I feel like it's going to go biblical depending on if the person is spiritual or, you know, it's going to go either way, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like there's a toss-up. I don't know. I feel like when you think of blending families together, I guess you could say, you know,
okay,
when you think of blending families together, I feel like there's a fine line, if that makes sense. It's like a little gray area that people don't talk about, if that makes sense. You know, I feel like there's a little gray area. And, you know, the gray area, I feel like when it's, let's just say if it's a husband and wife, because I think when we read it, it was like a mother and a child. But
okay,
like say for me, like let's just say if it's a husband and a wife, you know, I feel like, forgive me, the wife comes first. You know, I feel like the wife comes first, and that's the gray area of you don't stop loving your family, but I feel like you do put the wife first. Like that's the purpose of, you know, you become one, you know, once you do, you know, get married and the families blend together, you know, so you definitely, I feel like if the wife is wrong, you check the wife. But if it's, you know, if the mother's wrong, you check the mother. You know, I feel like there's different things you do, but ultimately I feel like you do have to remember, if you're married, the foundation of which you're married, if that makes sense.
Right. Of what you created. Because now that's a creative family. Like now we took this bond, and now this is our family. You understand what I'm saying? But you have some people that are across that line, like, oh, well, okay, so what? Yeah, I'm married. That's still my mother. But, like, again, your mother has a husband, or your father has a wife.
You know what I mean? And it's just certain things that, certain lines that shouldn't be crossed, you know? So when that middleman, like, they have to know when to step in and say, listen, you know, the gavel has to be banged sometime. Like, you know, all right, listen, this is what it is. But you have a lot of people that won't do that, you know, that for whatever reason, you know, whether it's,
right,
you know, the fear of
my
relationship or whatever. So
my opinion is,
what was that? My opinion? Wait.
My opinion.
Oh. You sound far, too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
it's
my
you sound like you're in a chamber.
Oh,
you sound really far away.
Oh, my God,
Ray.
You're wrong. Okay, so anyway, in my opinion, if you decided to marry me, and you want to put your mammy first, your sister first, your cousins first, or whatever, anybody other than our kids, you should have married them. You should have married your mammy. You should have married your sister. You should have married your auntie. You
damn,
your
damn.
You
said,
period.
She
poo.
Said your mammy.
Period, poo.
Damn,
yeah.
Not the mammy.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, once queen became our wife, she becomes wifey, queen comes first. Sorry. Yeah. Period. And tell your mammy that. Don't tell your mammy that.
That's my story.
That's queen's story, and she's shaking.
Wait, you were your feelings. That's your feelings, sis.
Yeah, she said
no.
Your mammy. Okay. That sounds a little personal.
She said the mammy.
Man.
All right, so you, Cedric and Janine, what do you guys think? Oh my God, the mammy.
Well, I know I try to, I don't try to be spiritual all the time, but I do agree with the word, what the word says, that a man shall leave his wife and leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. But I know that was years and years and years ago, over 2,000 years ago. And so today, of course, family structures are a lot different, and there's a lot of adjustments to be made. But I still believe in spiritual foundation, but I believe in spiritual foundation of operating out of a spirit of love. And when you operate out of a spirit of love, there is no conversation that you won't be able to have. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And so it's we're speaking about families, and I want to point out that when that man and that woman got married, those people were at that wedding as witnesses to that marriage.
Yep.
You know, and at my wedding, my husband and I made all of our guests stand up, and we charged them with the responsibility of helping us to maintain our marriage, because they witnessed our marriage. My mother, my father, his parents. We made them stand up, and we charged them with the responsibility of holding us accountable to be one. So it's so much deeper than just the surface. It starts at the very, very beginning. You're laying the foundation at the very beginning when you take your vows, when those people that you select to be at your wedding, please, people want to have these ginormous weddings with people that don't even know, and you want to, these people are meant to be your support. That's why they are there to be witnesses. You understand what I'm saying? It's that deep.
Yeah,
it's that
deep.
So you selected who you want to come and witness your vow. And we selected them. We handpicked them. We said, this is who we want to support us, to be in our corner. So that way we won't have a problem. You understand what I'm saying? We won't have no communication issues when it comes to this marriage right here. Because we charged you with being responsible to us.
That's right. It's not just about the ceremony. It's about the actual relationship.
No.
Like, it's not just about the ceremony. Like, okay, yeah, the ceremony is nice. But
I don't know, but people come for the ceremony.
What, you know.
Right, but I feel like people come for the people. I don't know, maybe it's me. I feel like some people, they don't come for the ceremony. They come for the free liquor and the food. Sorry, devil's advocate. Like, I'm going to say it. Because some people, this is my opinion, I feel. You know, like some people come for the liquor and the free food. and they come to parties, they probably don't even know when you exchange vows and what was said, you know?
Yeah,
if,
right.
It was something that you guys wrote down or not. I mean, just, I feel like that's the difference, too, between, like, back in the day and the now, you know, because these people now, they come for the party, they come for the free liquor, the free food, they come to dance and enjoy the
open
music.
Bar?
They don't know what you said. They don't know.
That's
my opinion.
Sad.
I'm just saying. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. They don't really know. And
deep.
I feel like, do they care?
I'm
like,
just
Janine,
listening.
I commend you. Janine, I commend you for, you know, having them stand up and, you know, giving them, like, all right, listen, your job is to make sure that we do this the correct way, you know? Because I'm going to tell you at my wedding, I don't know, I think people was drunk. I think they was like.
<It's> crazy.
I think they was drunk. They was enjoying the food. They was enjoying the whole situation. I don't even know if half the people remember what we said. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if they did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think they had
respect of the vows that would even be exchanged. Like, okay, what did they say?
I don't even think so. I don't think so.
I was front line to hear him, but. You know.
Look, and that's not everybody. I'm just saying, like, people in general. You know, some people in general, they come, like, oh, yeah, I'll be going to my girl or my boy's, you know, wedding or whatever, and then they go and they have a good time. But if you ask them, did they say anything that, you know, that kind of like stood out in your mind, you know?
That they're not living up to
right
now. And to be honest, I hear you, and that's why, and I'm not, and this is just me, you know, this is just me speaking,
mm-hmm.
but that's why we picked people that we knew had a genuine interest in us. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't just send out 150 invitations. I didn't. I sent out maybe 30 invitations. You understand what I'm saying? Because I needed people that I knew had an interest in me and my husband, not just to get a gift. It wasn't about the gift. I could care less about a gift. It meant something to me, and it meant something for those people to be there for us. Because these are people that we knew loved us, genuinely
that were actual,
loved us.
That were actual cheerleaders. That, like you said, we're here to really cheer you on. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because that's what they are. You're supposed to be cheerleaders. Like, okay, we're happy to see y'all together. We're happy to see y'all moving forward. We're happy to see y'all build this bond. You know what I mean? Not just for the open bar, damn it.
Absolutely.
Not for the open bar and the free food, you greedy fuckers. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and it's just, you know, and that's supposed to be very sacred also.
It definitely is. So when you start your foundation off solid, communication becomes easy, and it becomes easy for me to have a conversation with my in-laws. It becomes easy for my husband to have a conversation with my in-laws, you know. My husband and my mother, they joke all the time. They have the most wonderful relationship, and I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't be more happy, but it's because we operate out of a spirit of love, you know, and so that's the foundation.
You know what happens sometimes, though? People have this sense of entitlement and, you know, be like, oh, well, I'm entitled because I am. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what you used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people don't see that. It's actually what you used to be. You used to be number one. But now, again, I've created a whole different realm now. I'm in a whole different space right now. You know, and then somehow respect gets lost. You know what I mean? Because,
but
again, that expectation and the sense of entitlement.
But there's such a beautiful way to express that. You understand what I'm saying? When you come not with anger or not with any animosity or anything in your heart but love, you are able to communicate that so well. Without offending anyone. You understand what I'm saying? I can say that in the sweetest way, and someone will get what I'm saying. My mother-in-law will understand exactly what I'm saying because I'm saying it in love. I'm saying it because I love her, And I'm saying it because I love my husband. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So hold on 1 second. We do have a caller. We're going to bring a caller on. We just lost Cedric, so he'll call right back. But caller, are you there?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, caller. Welcome to G5.
What's going on, y'all?
You got some juicy topics.
Because y'all topic, I was listening to some parts. Now, first, let's go to the marriage. Okay. When you get married, you take your vows. Am I right? Those vows is very, very serious, especially to some people. So me personally, I think the wife should come first or the husband should come first.
Right.
Now, you have children. I think those children are first to a certain age.
Okay.
I think that as far as the mother
wait,
and the father.
Wait, everybody's like, okay.
as far as the mother and the father and all the rest of them, no, your wife or your husband come first. So the only people I would say that's in front of them is those children that are a certain age. When I think, I'm going to give it up to the child understands exactly what it's about. You know, once they reach a certain age, then, you know, then that spouse comes. It's not supposed to be like that, though. It's not supposed to, but that's just what I say.
I understand what you're saying,
because if your child is still a dependent of yours, if you're still supporting this child, whether they're, if they're still school age and different things like that, yes, you have to consider them. You have to consider them as well as the wife. You know what I mean? If they're still dependents, but if they're not dependent, if they're adults where they can, you know, if they have their own families and all of that stuff, then they're on the back burner as well. You know, no disrespect, but you know, still if they still looking for you for rides and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Then there's, you know, then there's a consideration that has to be brought forefront.
Exactly.
But it's always based on a conversation between the two parents. You understand?
Exactly. Right.
It's a decision that's made by the heads of the household.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not just one head. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's true. That's true. It's a conversation between me and my husband or whatever. Like, okay, then, you know. But, again, me and my husband.
So just educate myself and the callers and listeners.
When you get married
to someone, it's two consenting adults, right? So whether you have children with your wife or husband or whoever, or you don't, you know, let's just say your children, because they're dependent on you or they're dependent, so to speak, they don't come before your wife. Or did I miss that?
Oh, no, you made such a great point. You made such a great point. No, that's beautiful because that's what's going on in families today. You have mixed families and you have mothers who are still trying to be their children's father.
Okay, so that's like –
and not acknowledging their own
Hold on, caller. Janine, just finish your point real quick and then we'll go back to you, caller.
No, you made such a great point, as I was saying, that you have so many families now that are mixed. So they're bringing children into marriages where there are two people that are joining together as one, and they're bringing children in from other relationships into these.
A blended family.
Parents, blended families, exactly.
Yes,
and those parents
yes.
feel that they have an obligation to their child over their spouse. And that's where a lot of family breakups, a lot of family arguments, a lot of family fights are taking place because those two are not one. And what I mean by that is they're not making the decisions together. And even if they are making the decisions together, a lot of times the mama is going to slip back and do her own thing for her own child. And that's a fact.
Exactly. Because my point, what I was going to say, because I'm hearing a lot of females on this line right now. So let me ask y'all females a question. Okay?
Well, we did have Cedric on the line, but his call dropped, so he should be calling back in.
Listen. Oh, because all I hear is females. If,
yeah, he was here.
If you in a boat and your husband drowning and your kids is drowning, now, I don't even want to say it because let's say your father, your husband and your Lord. Father, who are you jumping in to save?
Your husband and your father?
Yes. If you in a boat, and you got your husband on one end drowning and your father on another end drowning, who are you going to save? I'm hearing crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah, you hear crickets. That's hard. That's hard.
Damn. Okay, now my point exactly. Why is that so hard? But listen, why is that so hard? But the point of a female with a father figure and the wife as the spouse, that's not so hard to choose from. Out of the point, I don't know who just made it. Somebody just made it.
I'm sorry. I missed that question. So what's the question?
Okay. Let me see if I can say it in another way. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who was just talking? Who was just talking?
That was me, Janine.
Janine.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't you.
Storm.
You answered the question.
Okay, Storm then prior. Storm was speaking
okay.
right for Janine.
Storm, repeat what you said for me, please. Hello?
Okay.
I think my call dropped. I don't hear nobody.
So, listen.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sorry. You said the
wife.
You said, oh, Cedric, cut it out. You said the wife comes first, except, like, you were pretty much explaining, like, say, if there's underage children, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to make sure I understood the statement that you made, and I said, so just clarification, if you're married to your husband or your wife, are you saying that because the kids are underage, they come before your wife? That was my question. And then Janine answered it, and she said, you know, she gave her feedback, and then you were giving an example of something with a boat, but then I had to bring Cedric back
I misunderstood what you were saying. Okay, so what I was saying, I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were saying a child that's over the age limit that I said. You understand?
No.
So that's why I put that figure in it as a husband and a father. You understand?
Yeah, no.
I thought you said the child older than what I was stating. That's why I brought that up.
No. Underage children, just say 17 and under, because usually at 18 years old, they're pretty much adults. You know
what
I'm saying?
Adults. Exactly.
They're pretty much adults.
Exactly.
At that age. Even though some of them are not mature enough to be adults at that age.
Let me tell you.
He said something that was deep.
18 and over. What's they hit 18?
Or somebody else jumped in to save him. Repeat that again. What you said about the father? Somebody that was deep. Say that again.
I said
about
it's a guy on the line. Thank you, my man. All
right.
Right.
I caught that. You said your husband jump in the water.
If y'all in a boat, if y'all your females in a boat, and you got your husband on one end and your father on the other end, who, and they drowning, who are you jumping in to save? Your husband?
You got to save your husband. You're supposed to save your husband.
It's again,
that's
the way off the floor that day.
Allegedly. I'm not married, well, so I don't. I'm just on the outside looking in. That's why I'm pretty much quiet. I'm trying to learn.
I'm just trying to learn. It's a general question, you know. It's just a general question, you know.
Wow.
But it's something to think about. Who are you going to save?
So this should go storm. My husband and my dad both going to be dead because I can't swim. I'm just saying, they both drowning.
You're bound to drown.
I can't swim.
So,
and I'm not jumping in because I can't swim.
Y'all better have some life jackets.
Then who would you jump in?
I'm saving them both.
I can't swim.
My supernatural powers are going to kick in. My superhuman powers are going to kick in. I'm going to save them both.
Yeah, they both going to go both. We're going to save both.
That's right. Because God's going to give you strength when you think you don't have them. He's going to make it possible.
That's right.
For us men, that was a deep question. And I see you all trying to get all the way around that. You can't
don't
get
start when. Both of them going to be dead. What do you want me to say?
I agree with you, man. 100% on that. Don't start that.
We're not going to do that. They're
not ready for this.
I definitely agree with you.
They're so not ready for this right here. So I don't even know why.
Save yourself.
We're not gonna do that.
Because y'all took it from.
My husband too big for me. My husband too big for me.
I know, right?
If your husband too big, that means your father gonna drown. I mean, your husband gonna drown. You gonna save your father?
Damn.
Is that what you said?
Fact. That's basically what she said.
That's funny.
So what happened to the mother? Wow. So what's the vow for? You ain't gonna take either.
I'm joking.
Well, okay, but look, not for nothing, fellas. Real quick. Don, you guys, the caller asked the question. Reality is this, okay? If you want to take it straight to the Bible or the reason you guys got married and stuff, and of course you're supposed to save your husband first, you know? Like, you're supposed to. You know, if you're taking the biblical route, you're supposed to. So if the shoe was in the other foot, if it was your wife and your mother, technically you're supposed to save your wife. You know? Biblically, that's what you're supposed to do. Now, in the heat of the moment of you being in that situation, would you do it? Only you and God know that. You know, we don't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, but theoretically, you're supposed to save your spouse. You're supposed to. You know, that's why it was, you know, I didn't really understand. Like, I missed bits and pieces of it.
You could save your spouse, or you could drown trying to save both of them.
That's true.
You can only save one at a time.
That's a profound statement, believe it. I'm being serious
on
that.
You could grab one by their shirt.
No,
and
listen,
grab the other one.
That was profound. That's profound what he just said. That you can drown trying to save both of them. You understand that? You know how profound that statement is? Because in all the interim and everything that we have, you can lose yourself trying to make everybody else happy. You know what I mean? That's why they both drowned.
This is why I worded this, I say
family, because we already know what the relationship is. We already know what your relation to your husband is your husband. The relationship to your father, that's your father. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what is our status here? You know, what is our status? All right, this is my family. This is how it goes. And you know what I mean? And this is where the communication, not just communication. People always say communication. It's comprehension. You also got to comprehend that stuff, what people are communicating. And everybody has to have that understanding. You know, get rid of selfishness. We can't be selfish in this situation. She has her own life. You know what I mean? He has his own life. I can't intervene. I have to trust that what I taught my child resonates, that I taught them well enough
to handle their situation and affairs when it comes to their family, the family that they've built. Because we already know being related doesn't make you family, because my family now can't stand our ass. So, you know, there's a that statement right there was really, really profound.
But yeah. the vows
take that knowledge.
Oh, no. Don't, y'all better cut him off.
No,
we'll give him his 5 minutes of time.
When you sat there in front of that preacher and you said better for worse and death do us part, you supposed to save your husband.
Richard
you didn't
for
vow to your father, you're going to death do anything part. You know what I'm saying? He made
right.
you, all right, boo, you gave me away. All right, poop, you gone. You better jump in there and save your husband.
Yeah.
That's what we said, though. That's what we said, Paula. That's what we said. Why you getting your feelings in a bunch? That's what we said. Relax.
Yeah. Why he being all angry?
Why you getting your panties in a bunch?
Yeah, because
that's what we said.
It sounds like you women is getting around and like, oh, you're making all excuses, biblically, all of that.
The truth is the truth. Reality is this. I don't know what y'all expected, you know, by asking the question, because we were just pretty much talking biblically for those of you who are listening to the show. And almost everybody on the show agreed biblically this is the right thing to do, you know, when you become one in a marriage. So therefore, when you ask a twofold question, you know, to me, it was funny because I can't swim. So therefore, both of y'all be dead. So I'm not going to jump in and try and save y'all and lose myself and all three of us dead. That don't make sense. So if you
right
ask the question, that's my honest answer. Y'all both going to be dead, for real. That was my answer. And then I took it to biblically so that y'all understand what it is.
Yeah,
hello? You got to put on a life jacket. Put on a life jacket or something. Huh. I don't know what you're going to do.
Better
messing with that water, you on your own. I'm not doing the water. So I'm sorry. But good question anyway.
You're
we do have 2 hours for tonight, Abby. But time is of the essence. We can go around the lovely imaginary round table. And everybody can give their feedback on the topic or topics for tonight. I don't know who wants to go first, but
let me go first. Let the lady go first. Let me go first.
Yes. So once again, this was a great. These topics tonight were awesome, absolutely awesome. I just want to give a little plug because I would love for you ladies to touch on the topic of the Colin Kaepernick Netflix story. So if you have an opportunity, please, whenever you get a chance, I think that is a great, great topic. Mm. That was such an emotional, oh my goodness, please. Haven't watched it, watch it. It is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. It's 6 episodes. You can binge it. But you'll probably have to watch it 2 times or 3 times because it was that good. It's something that your young children watch. But I just wanted to plug that. If that would be something that you ladies might consider talking about, I would really appreciate it because it's such a great topic.
Thank you, Jean. But that Colin Kaepernick, black or white, that was awesome. That is definitely you.
Miss Mobetta, I'll reach out to you, Janine, because that's, you know, we'll definitely, everybody, you know, we'll do our homework and we can speak about it and you can come on the air and, you know, speak about it with us. You know, let's get it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Let's get it. We'll set it up and we'll make it happen.
Absolutely.
All right, so y'all, feedback on tonight's show and topics and all that stuff, guys.
Cedric, we can go next. All right. We'll take all the caller first. Mike.
It was definitely a good topic. I enjoyed myself. Y'all ladies got a good thing going on. I will definitely be tuned in next weekend. I know y'all had another topic. I didn't get the answer, but maybe next time. But think about what was said.
About that boat.
wait.
Y'all have a blessed night.
think about the boat and think about the underage kids coming first.
Yeah, think about that boat. Thank you. Thanks for tuning and chiming in. Thank you. We appreciate that.
I appreciate that. All right. Cedric?
Well, I enjoyed the topic, and you need to get in there and learn how to bathtub and learn how to swim. But I can't wait till we get more men on here because all these blessings, we are losing. We are losing, I'm talking about. We need more people to combat this out because, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and thank you all for letting me come along. You know, I ain't got half the sense to, but I'm good.
Yeah.
You're right.
We know, but we're thankful for you. We're thankful for you.
You just get in that bathtub and get to swimming.
Listen, I am not going to learn how to swim. It's too late. I'm not messing with that water. Ray Queen, no, it's not going to happen. It's not. Y'all better put on life jackets and make it work.
You know what? I just, for the life of me, I never understood. For us, I'm a Long Islander, and a lot of us on here are, Long Islanders that don't know how to swim. We are surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna give it up like this. This is Ray Queen speaking. It was an awesome show tonight. Lord knows. As always, I enjoy every minute of the show. Shout out to GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money and Ms. Storm. Shout out to my sister Divas, Ms. Storm and Mo Betta. Shout out to tonight's callers. Yes, Janine, Betty Bear, The Don, my sister Divas, the rest of you all who called and listened. Next time, press one. Join in on the conversation. And on that note, I'm going to pass on the mic just after I say this.
Listen.
My father knew how to swim better than me, and my husband knew how to swim better than me. So they're gonna have to save themselves while I'm trying to save myself, because I can only do like the backstroke. I can't swim regular frontwards. So I'm spending my time saving myself.
No.
While they saving themselves. So on that note, I'm passing on the mic. Everyone have an awesome, awesome night.
All right.
Pass the mic.
Listen. So it's luckily for me, I swim like a shark. I love the water. My best advice is don't fall in the water. Stay your ass from the edge of the boat. Stay in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Stay away from the edge. Then you ain't gotta worry about nobody saving you. Tonight was definitely profound. A very, very good show. A lot of great information and different opinions going on, which y'all know we deal with opinion over here. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. You know, we can agree to disagree as adults. We appreciate the callers and the listeners for tuning in with us, because without y'all, there would be no us. And tell a friend to tell a friend that every Wednesday y'all hit us up. 563-999-3577. On that note, I'm passing the mic on. It's on you. So what you going to do?
All right, Storm. I laugh. You know, tonight's show was a wonderful show. I definitely enjoyed myself. You know, I laugh about the whole water thing. But I don't do the water at all. My brother, when I was younger, he drowned in the water out east in Riverhead. So that kind of like scarred some of my family members for life, where it's like, I'll get my feet wet. I'll go in a pool a little bit, you know, but when it comes down to like actually learning, it's not something that like we choose to, you know, we didn't choose to do that since that happened, because it was like one of those traumatic experiences. So when I say that my husband and my dad gonna die, they're gonna be dead for real, because I probably freeze up and stand there and not know what to do. So therefore, I'm not jumping in the water. I'm not saving you. My only advice to you is to make sure that you, you know, put a life jacket on and know what you're doing when you go in, because I'm not helping you, you know. And I say that, you see the tone of the voice, I'm not helping you. So I will not be learning how to swim. I will not be jumping in the water to save you. You're on your own. When it comes down to the concert, I do believe that there's certain things, you know, as parents that we have to do and we have to be held accountable for. And you know, I'm one of those parents where it's like, if I could sell to the kid probably until they adults, I probably would, you know, because I know it's a good, it's a gift and a curse, because you don't want them to experience the real world. You want to shelter them from it. But at the same time, you want to give them a little bit of rope, but you don't want to put them in harm's way. And I feel like sometimes as parents, you know, we try to be friends. And by being friends, we kind of like put them in harm's way sometimes. So that's my feedback on that. Your wife comes first. I'm sorry. I'm a wife. I come first. I come first before all. It's just, I took vows for it. I believe it. And that's how I feel. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Our number to call is 563-999-3577. It was a wonderful show. Have a blessed and safe weekend. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. God bless.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a wolf into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Lady, don't you know we love you,
sweet. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. you all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.